Blog Talk Radio.
You're locked in to the hottest station on the planet.
Yo, keep them meters moving, homeboy!
Good radio family, it's your boy, the Samba's Voice. Tune in to the Samba's Voice Radio Network with now 3 hot shows. The Samba's Voice Reloaded on Sundays, Wednesdays, and Fridays. Nieces Touch, the Caribbean Pepper Pot on Tuesdays and Thursdays. And now, PPV After Dark, get your dance on Saturday nights at 8 p.m. You don't want to miss it. Walk with us, family. Let's go. Island flavor with the Caribbean Pepper Pot, Nieces Touch, only on Blog Talk Radio.
I am a winner in the Lord. I am more than a conqueror in Christ Jesus.
You are listening to the Samba's Voice on Blog Talk Radio.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
It's now time to get your spiritual fix and uplifting word with yours truly, the Psalmist Voice, and my brother from the same father, the professor himself, Minister Cyron Williams. Are you ready to walk? Let's go!
Yeah.
Ghost!
What's good, radio family? It is Sunday, August 20th, 2017, and you're listening to the hottest Christian radio show on the planet, The Psalmist Voice Reloaded, where you get your spiritual fix, uplifting word with rawness, music, and in context. And I am your humbled host, The Psalmist Voice. What is good, family? Happy Sunday to you. Hope you're enjoying this very, very, very hot Texas day. But currently here in Central Texas, we are at 95 degrees, mostly sunny skies. Winds are at 8 miles an hour. Please drink a lot of water. Stay under the shades. Got that nice cool breeze. Enjoy your family for the rest of the remainder of the day. And it's all good. Family's always a good thing to have around when it's a Sunday, especially like this. It's pretty a chill day. Relax. Just enjoy your family, your friends. And that's pretty much it with that one. And also, on the news front, we ain't talking about Trump. You already know what's going on with Trump. I did want to send my condolences to Dick Gregory's family. He died today at 84. He was the trailblazer of stand-up comedy. So a lot of the black comics that got their start, he paved the way for them. He died at 84 years of age. And again, condolences go out to the Gregory family. And also, family, I know I kept you informed of what was going on, but finally, there's a surgery date. Yes, September 18th, I'll be going into surgery. I will, however, be out of action for about 4 to 6 months. Yes, so it's going to be a long process, reconstruction of the foot, all that jazz. So it's going to be a long, drawn-out recovery period, but again, God is good. I will see how things go, and then we can go ahead and revamp the Psalmist Voice Reloaded radio show. But I know for the first couple of weeks, we will not be airing in the remainder of September and probably October. But you can always go back to our archive shows. Our archive shows are on www.blogtalkradio.com/TPV Reloaded. And you can always go back to all of the shows and listen in. I do not have my co-host on the line today, so we're going to go right ahead and do what we do. We're going to go ahead and get our shout-outs out of the way. And again, of course, shout-outs go out to my beautiful, lovely wife, Shanice. Again, thank you so much for being in my life. She does a lot between me going through the rehab, recovery, I mean, all that with the body, dealing with the baby, all that. Psalmist Voice Reloaded, the Psalmist Voice Enterprises, also Psalmist Voice Ministries. She does a lot of the behind the scenes, and she also has her own show on the Psalmist Voice Radio Network. Yes, sir, on Tuesdays and Thursdays at 7 p.m. So please check her out. It is a total different twist of what you hear with myself and Minister Siron, but you will be blessed. And of course, shout out to my kiddos. Shout out goes out to CJ. He's got a birthday coming up. Also, Tajanique, she also has a birthday coming up this week. Also, Jalen, Tyreek, Ian, and baby Tajanae. Daddy loves you to pieces. And without you, kiddos, and of course, big up to my Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, none of this will be possible without you. Also to you, radio family, we got Norway, Canada, Russia, UK, US Virgin Islands, Qatar, Bulgaria, Russia. Man, we are growing by leaps and bounds. And again, thank you, radio family, for making that possible. Also, shout out to JBJ with his grace, faith, based ministry on fire for God. He does Facebook Live on his Jerichiah Hunter page. Please follow him on there because he does travel from state to state. He goes across country. And I know he has not been on this particular platform, but he does ministry on Facebook, so check him out. Also, True Freedom Ministries in St. Mary's, Georgia. Pastor Kenneth and Pastor Lolo are your pastors. Special thanks goes out to Chip Evans. Thank you so much, sir, for doing what you do for my family. Integrity Rehab Center, Corpus Cove, and Integrated Pain Management in Killeen. What's good? And also special thanks and shout out goes out to the Bone and Joint Institute in Temple, Texas. Dr. Brennan and his team, and also Dr. Monroe, they put me back together, and they are an awesome and phenomenal team of doctors, and that was a godsend having them put me back together, because anybody else could have done it and I wouldn't have been where I'm at today. But again, thank you so much, gentlemen, for what you do and what you sacrifice. Thank you so very much. Well, family, it's about that time. And of course, today's hot topic, we got a new series entitled Don't Look Back is our hot topic of the day. But of course, before we even get into that, y'all know what time it is, right?
But I just gotta know one thing. Are you ready? No! I said, are you ready?
To walk? Well, I'm ready to walk. Family's ready to walk. Everybody across the world is ready to walk. Let's get it. Let's go. First song on the rotation, Hosanna by Kirk Franklin. We got Kirsten Isaac. We got Ricky Dillard, New G. We got Love 'Em Like That with Ruben Studdard, Mary Mary. The list goes on and on. Keep it locked. Summer's Voice Reloaded. Block Talk Radio. Walk with us. Let's go. We'll be right back.
All right. Let me hear you make some Holy Ghost crazy noise right now. Let me hear. Come on, Zion, clap those hands with me. Come on, come on, all God's people. Come on, Mike. Do them up like this, do them up like this, come on. Here we go, next.
Thank you. Of all iniquity,
to the Thomas Boyce Shula on Blog Talk Radio.
I did all that reading for nothing. Wow. Okay. Sorry about that, family. I was off the mic. I heard dead air for a while. I was reading Genesis 19, verse 15 through 26, and basically it was talking about Lot and his family getting out of Sodom and Gomorrah. God was about to destroy the city in reference to the disobedience and the sin that was in that city. And basically, you know, God was telling Lot he needs to get out. So, you know, Lot was giving him a hot lot of lip and stuff like that. But, you know, God always has a funny way of letting us know, look, you got to get up and go and do not look back. So in that, they left the city, and as they were leaving the city, as you well know, but his wife looked back behind him, and she became a pillar of salt. Now that was symbolic of the disobedience that happened. There was a reason and a purpose that God told Lot and his family not to look back, not to look back on the former things. God promised them something anew, something fresh. And by them not looking back to the old, they would be able to obtain what was in the new Inzar. But his wife was disobedient and looked behind and then turned into a pillar of salt. So in light of that, family, pretty much in life, in today's life, sometimes God allows us to go through certain things. And there are times where we continue to look back. And if you can remember on, if you actually, you probably can count on both of your hands, probably more than that. Looking back and living in the past constantly is a clear indication that you believe your treasures are somehow still buried there. There is a woman in the Bible that only went by the title of Lot's wife, and her heart was so caught up in the treasures of this world that she could not see the grand future God had planned out for her. I am sure many of you have heard the cities of Sodom and Gomorrah and the destruction of fire and brimstone rain down and ruin them. Lot's wife lived there with her family and thought it was a place of much immortality and disgraces. Her heart was very much tied to it. But because of the prayers of Abraham, God was willing to save Lot and his family from the devastation. God allowed them enough time to escape with this instruction: do not look behind you nor stay anywhere in the plain. Genesis 19 and 17. God gives us clear instructions, but do we listen, family? No. So that's why, you know, we have issues when it comes to certain things with God, because we always end up doing what we want to do, which brings us all the way around Robin Hood Barn, and we coming all the way back on the reset button. And then doing it all. Yes, doing it all over again. So why? Why do we do this? Well, as it stated in the scripture, her heart was still caught up in the former things. Now, oh, it's so easy for you to say that. You can just, you know, you're saying all this stuff and la la la. I said, no, look, it's not easy when you have a soul tie. It's not easy when you have a stronghold. But at the end of the day, if you surround yourself with people that will pull you out of those strongholds, pull you out of those soul ties, and allow you to find out who you are in Christ, that's what matters. That's what lasts. All these things here in this world, they don't last. All these material things and the things that you achieve here on this world don't last. What's the sense of looking back on it? It's only temporary. How we live here is only temporary. Our main goal and focus is to try to have eternal life with our Father and our new King, Jesus Christ. That is our ultimate goal. Oh, that's so, you're saying all this stuff that it's so easy to just drop all your old habits. Did I say that? No. It's not easy to drop your old habits, but if you allow God to help you through it, and as we always say here on the show, it's a process. When you're coming from the things of the world, when you're used to doing what you want to do, when you're used to drinking, when you're used to smoking, when you're used to doing all these things that you used to do in the world, it's a process. And as you grow and mature in the faith, all those things drop off. And I'm saying this because as you grow, your interest becomes more intuitive with what God is saying and what he wants for you and his promises that he has for you. And then all of a sudden, you find all those things dropping off on you. It does. But you will first, you have to be willing to allow God to want to take them things away from you. It's not going to be easy, but if you have a strong circle around you, I guarantee you it'll help you through all those difficult things that you go through in this life. This life is not made for the Christian to succeed, because the devil wants us to be destroyed. But if we combine forces, as I always say, like a broken record, if we combine forces and become one in the faith together, and all the segregation that we have going on, and it takes a tragic event for half of us to get it together, why should it take a tragic event for all of us to get it together when we could have been doing it this whole time? When things happen, when disasters strike, as a church, we should be able to be the forefront, to be able to go into the cities in America. I'm not talking about overseas. Here in America, here in our soil, right here, and do what God has called us to do and stop all this playing around. But we too busy. We too busy getting that stuff, stuff that don't matter. But again, we get into this material mentality, name it and claim it mentality, and we've been talking about this a lot here on the show, but it's a cancer that is affecting our church, and our church can't even move beyond look what you look like, what you drive, what kind of suit you got on, all this other nonsense that has nothing to do with faith, has nothing to do with anything. I heard a man of God talk about on the internet that he said the people with the most faith are the people that don't even have the nice cars, that don't even have the nice homes, that don't even have all the status quo to say they are blessed and highly favored. Those are the most powerful people in the faith, and they get overlooked. Why? Because they don't look like they're blessed. When did we come up with these philosophies? Just saying. Luke 12:34. And it reads as such, where your treasure is, there your heart will be also. That is plain as day. Where you have your stuff, where you have your heart, where your most attention lies, there you go. So you can't get mad at God when things don't go your way. God requires your time too. And if we got so much time to do so many other things, and then when it comes time for us to go through some things, oh, now God's back in the picture. Come on, man. We got to praise God in the worst of things. Now, is it easy? No. Now, there are some days, and like, again, I don't mind putting myself on front street. There are days, sometimes, I don't even feel it. I'm like, man, God, you called me to do this, but I'm not even feeling it. But that's the whole thing. I'm not feeling it. I said, your flesh ain't never going to feel what God has for his people, what you have to do for his people. Your flesh will always fight it. It will always tell you you're not good enough. It will always tell you you're not qualified enough. Sometimes people around you will tell you you're not qualified enough. But if God gave you the authority to do what you're supposed to do and not look back at what you used to do, those things you can use as a testimony to bless other people. That's why it is so important. When you go through some stuff in life, that is a valuable commodity to have when you're witnessing to other people. Because if you've never been through nothing, how can you understand what that person's going through? So that person's going to continue to look back in their situations because you don't have an idea what it feels like or what the psychological or what goes on in the body, the withdrawal. You don't have no clue. You read a book or what seminary taught you. Seminary is not going to teach you nothing about life. Seminary teaches you about the theology of the Word of God, which is awesome. But at the same time, the Holy Spirit will break it down even more for you so you'll be able to bless people the right way. It's got nothing to do with money, but that's all we talk about. Anywho, and again, I forgot that put the victims in Barcelona, Spain, in prayer as well. There was a terror attack out there also. So please, family, keep the families out there that were affected by the attack. Keep them in your prayers, family, because this world is going nuts. So, again, keep them in your prayers, family. And the Psalmist Voice Reloaded, myself, Minister Siron, and the staff, we are keeping them in prayer as well. Well, family, that's the core synopsis of our hot topic, Don't Look Back. We do not have Minister Siron on the line today, but however, we will continue to give you the word of God. And we got coming up on the rotation, next is Ricky Dillard and New G, Amazing. And then we got Love 'Em Like That with Dietrich Hatton, Ruben Studdard, Mary. And we have some worship coming up also on the last segments of our show. We got ORU Worship Center, Let Praises Rise, and Makai Stampley, Our God. And we got William McDowell, and we got KCJ. Psalmist Voice Reloaded, Block Talk Radio. We'll be right back with more Don't Move a Muscle.
Oh,
planet.
Sasa Vildir, Saka Fed, come start. That's right, TPV listeners. Jump up, jump up. This is your Caribbean pepper pot. From Barbados to Dominica, from our motherland Africa to France, parlez-vous Francois, as we worship with music. Stay tuned for more of Nisa's Touch and be blessed.
You're locked in to the hottest station on the planet.
Yo, keep them meters moving, homeboy!
Good radio family, it's your boy, the Samba Voice. Tune in to the Samba Voice Radio Network with now three hot shows. The Samba Voice Reloaded on Sundays, Wednesdays, and Fridays. Nisa's Touch, the Caribbean Pepper Pot on Tuesdays and Thursdays. And now, TPV After Dark, get your dance on Saturday nights at 8 p.m. You don't want to miss it. Walk with us, family.
You are faithful. There's no substitute.
What's up, family? What's good?
Hey.
Why y'all looking all sad? Mary, Mary here, Ruben, everybody in the cup. We ready to do this?
Nah, man. Everybody's running late.
Are you serious?
Yes.
And I hope they make it.
Oh, they make it. They may be late, but they'll make it.
They better make it, because we've got a lot to do.
My folks and friends, listen to these words. See, God saved me from myself when no one else was around. And it was only by His grace, His mercy, His favor. Cause I know I don't deserve all the love He showed me, how He let me know He never gonna leave my side.
Like
University Worship Center with Let Praises Rise, Thomas Voice Reloaded, Block Talk Radio. We've been talking about Don't Look Back. We started off a little late today, but of course we got our next show coming up on Wednesday at 11 a.m. You don't want to miss it. Myself and Minister Siron will be on the mic, and we'll be here for you. We've been talking about Don't Look Back. What are your biggest fears, family? Oh, lines are open, 773-897-6490 is the number. And we were talking about looking back in our lives. We look back on a lot of stuff, and sometimes we got to take those things and make them lessons. Now, the worst thing that can happen to us is looking back. Now, to turn back towards a life of sin and all that stuff that we used to do, getting drunk, getting dirty, all that stuff, and then after finding Christ as your Savior is one of the most miserable, after finding Christ as Savior is one of the most miserable ways to live and can have horrible consequences. Now, as believers, it is vitally important that we always look forward, not back. Why? It is a fact that where we are looking is where we are heading. The saddest stories in the Word are those individuals who turned back, who turned away from God, such as King Saul, Lot's wife, Judas, the Apostle Paul's co-worker, Demas, and others like the unnamed prophet who turned back and was killed by a lion for it, as well as all those who turned back and left Gideon. Hosea's wife turned back to a world of sin after being redeemed. In Jesus' own ministry, we read in John 6:66, "For this time many of his disciples turned back and no longer followed him." And Jesus said of Judas that it would have been better to have not been born than to have turned away from Christ. Solomon put it more graphically when he talked about those who returned to their old ways when he said, "The dog has returned to the vomit," which is Proverbs 26:11. And, you know, the Word teaches us that to turn back to sin is to lose the life God has chosen for us. This temptation is real, and many have taken this sad path back to ruin. Now, you know, the Lot story is very, very today we're living in Sodom and Gomorrah at this time. But Abraham loved him enough that he was praying for him. Now, we always have people that pray for us in the backdrop, and we don't realize that a lot of situations that we could have been, that could have been our demise, have been our greatest of salvation and our greatest deliverances for having someone that is praying for us in the backdrop. Now, Abraham, by doing so, was able to spare Lot and his family. The only one person that did not want to leave the life that they were living in Sodom and Gomorrah was Lot's wife, which then she became a pillar of salt by looking back. And Lot was fighting and procrastinating, but again, he was being pulled out of the city. Why? Because God honored Abraham's prayer. And Abraham's prayer was so powerful that Lot was spared. Did Lot like it? No. Was he fighting it? Yep, just like a lot of us do. And, you know, the saddest thing in all the world is a person who has accepted God's love but has looked back to the world for their comfort and security. Those who look back to the world will not be able to see God up ahead. The future is found only in God. Don't be tempted to look back. Oh, that's easier said than done. No, It's your decision. Don't. Easy. It's not that hard, family. It's a process. Take step by step. Make sure you surround yourself with people that are going to keep you accountable, not judge you, because none of us are in position to judge, but to love and to give sound counsel and advice to those who are struggling. Our job is to keep people saved, not go back to what they were doing. The biggest problem that the church is having right now is the fact that we're taking people into our church. They stay there for a month, maybe two, and then we're throwing them right back out in the street. Why? Because we're not marinating and we're not really loving folks anymore. We're just, here's a number. Let's file it in our taxes so we can get our whatever. Come on, man. This thing that we do as far as salvation, bringing people to Christ, we should be able to allow people to embrace Christ and love being a Christian. Now it's getting to the point that people don't want to be a Christian because of us. We have tainted Christianity because of our nonsense. Come on, ladies and gentlemen, let's get it together and stop this nonsense. It is getting horrible. But again, we're going to go ahead and continue with the praise and worship on the Psalmist Voice Reloaded. Again, it's only me. Normally, I have the professor, which makes it a whole lot more insightful. But this is just a plain, straight-to-the-point message. Looking back is not going to get you anywhere. You know, sometimes, you know, doesn't a new start sound great? And when life becomes difficult, and when you have failed several times, and when you are bored with your job, your house, your friends, your family, a new start sounds absolutely exciting when we find ourselves stuck in the mediocrities of life. Now, do you know what Jesus did over 2,000 years ago? It may sound like a cliche to you, but it enables us to have a new start even now. Let's go into the Word, family, and break it down the way God made us to. And we broke it down in Luke. In the chapter of Luke, and how our heart can be deceiving and can lead us in whatever our heart is speaking, that's what we go back to. And then we started off with the story of Lot in Genesis and how by the prayers of Abraham he was able to be delivered, but one of his family members did not want to leave behind the sin and the nonsense that she was leaving, so henceforth she was turned into a pillar of salt. Sad situation, family, but God doesn't play, especially when God is sending angels your way to get you out of your situation. A lot of times tragedy strikes because we don't want to listen. We want to be hard-headed and do it our way. Sometimes, you know, it happens, family, but God is not a vengeful God like that. He only hates sin. He doesn't hate you. That's why all these organizations and groups that we have out there are trying to put the name of the Lord in their nonsense of violence. But God is not a violent God. He's a vengeful God because of the sin that we've done on this earth. And he wreaks vengeance on that, not the person. Anywho, also we have a phenomenon happening tomorrow, family. I'll be watching it. We have a solar eclipse happening in our Texas area and around the United States. So check your local times. I know we have the 1800th hour in this area. We will be having a solar eclipse in the area. So look out for that and don't look directly in it. You will lose. You will get your cornea burned, family. So be very careful. But it's an awesome phenomenon to experience. The last time I experienced a solar eclipse, I was in elementary school. Yeah. So pretty much that was it. I'm going to go into a short break. When we come back, we got more. Chop it up, break it down, and then we're going to close the show off until Wednesday. This is Psalmist's Voice Reloaded. We'll be right back right after this. Mekhi Stampley, Our God, then KCJ, Fill Me Up. Keep it locked. We'll be right back. We are back. Psalmist Voice Reloaded Block Talk Radio. We've been talking about Don't Look Back, the beginning of our new series that we are going to do here at the Psalmist Voice Reloaded. Of course, we break it to you very straight, very common. We don't get all super complicated with all the biblical jargon that you may hear in your churches. No disrespect intended. But we want you to get it, family. We want you to get the nitty-gritty, the meat and potatoes of the Word of God in layman's terms, keeping it raw, keeping it real, and allowing you to be blessed. Now, all of us have a past, and for some, it may be memorable, and for others, it may be horrible. Whatever the past looks like, the enemy majors in causing us to indulge in what was. We serve a God that loves to plan ahead for his children. And the scripture tells us that his plans are always good in the end. Jeremiah 29:11. Now, as a minister, I am afforded the opportunity to minister to all types of people that range from young adult to older. Mature and immature, weak and strong. But what I have come to recognize is from the least to the greatest, the most common issues among them all is letting go of the past. Now, I spend, or should I say, wasted a lot of time and energy on what was and what could have been. But I am grateful for the present and the bright future that God has for us. I want to encourage you, family, to take time through our series on Don't Look Back. Take some time. Study, memorize is definitely something that I want you to be blessed with. Make a commitment to stop looking back at the negatives. Our memory is not the enemy, by the way. We use our memory will determine our determined. When I look back on life, it is for only moments of seeing what God did and how he brought me through. As you journey with TPV Reloaded, I want you to understand that a new start is available to you, family, no matter where you've been or what you have done. Jesus died and to save and give you a brand new start. I believe Jesus specializes in new beginnings. And now I look at every disappointment, hurt, and pain as a chance to birth something new. We do ourselves a great injustice, and we lock God out when we choose to keep looking back in a negative way. We are made to move forward. It's time to stop looking back. Now, all you have to do, family, is quite simple. Ask the Holy Spirit, the Father, to help you today to stop looking back. Don't look back. Don't keep looking at what you didn't do. Take what you didn't do. Make it a positive. If you didn't finish high school, get your GED. If you want to go to college, you can go to college. Don't let nobody tell you you can't do nothing, especially when you are a child of God. God wants us to elevate. God wants to take our negatives, make them into a positive for the kingdom of God so we can advance the kingdom of God together and to be a blessing to people that are around us or who we grew up with, Raheem and them, the boys on the block. These are the things that we came out of, and being an example of Jesus Christ and being able to still be touchable and down to earth and still be able to witness Jesus Christ, that is the ultimate goal. That is what we need to do, family, and we need to stop the segregation, and we need to stop all this getting my car and getting my house stuff. It is time for unity, family. Psalmist Voice is going to continue to call the beacon of unity. We need to stop all this solo artist nonsense and do this thing together for the kingdom of God. Time is running out, family. Time is running out. But we're going to go ahead and play some more music coming up. We're going to have we're going to have the TPV breakdown of today's hot topic, Don't Look Back. Then on Wednesday's show, we got part two of our series, Don't Look Back, and we're going to have another good one. Preferably, we will have Minister Siron back on the mic on that day. 11 a.m. is the time. Don't forget the eclipse on tomorrow. It's an 1800-hour military time. So please, family, enjoy the phenomenon of what God has for us. It is truly amazing. But don't look directly in the sun. You will get burned in your cornea. Please, if you have some special glasses you can buy at the store so you can look directly at it, please buy them. Regular shades will not work. Just saying. I'm a little science buff. Just saying. Yeah. Because it will burn your eye out. It will. So you don't want that, family. But anywho, let me stop. I don't want to scare y'all, but that is the truth. Fill me up, God. KCJ, Psalmist Voice Reloaded. When we come back, we got the breakdown for today's hot topic. And then we are out and we will close the show. Fill me up. KCJ, Psalmist Voice Reloaded. We'll be right back.
Shula on Blog Talk Radio.
Don't care who hears. I'm worship. Oh God, long to be with you more than anything, Lord.
Stay tuned for more of Nisa's Touch and be blessed.
You're